It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And I'm joined now by Seth McLaughlin, Washington Times political reporter. Your headline this morning, as Texas ensures GOP nod, Romney campaign takes shape. Well, it finally happened, didn't it?
It did. Mitt Romney grabbed 105 delegates out of Texas by the last count I saw, and that put him over the finish line as far as the 1,144 delegates he needed to sew up the nomination. So hopefully we'll never have to talk about the 1,144 delegates again.
Yeah, so he's tired, he's gotten a few bruises, he's a dirty shirt, but he's ready for the big prize fight now, right?
He is. I mean, this thing's been all but over since early April when Rick Santorum dropped out, and then Newt Gingrich dropped out a few weeks later. And he's actually been training his fire and his message at President Obama since then, basically trying to make the economy the message. But in the meantime, he's also been just trying to raise heap loads of money. And we saw last month that between him and the RNC, they raised about $40 million, which was about $3 million off the pace that the president and the DNC set, which was a good sign for him. You know, between that and polls show that he's kind of running neck and neck with Obama right now, or, you know, usually a few points behind, that he's well positioned to at least compete, you know.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an interesting few months here as he gets his ground operations going in different states.
Yeah, I understand he was rather gracious in acknowledging crossing that magic number threshold.
Yeah, he said he's humbled to have won enough delegates to become the Republican Party's 2012 presidential nominee. And, you know, for a guy, this guy's been running to be the Republican presidential nominee for 6 years now. So
yeah.
I think it's got to be a real worthwhile thing for him just on a personal level. And, you know, now he gets to really jump into the mud.
Yeah, I saw a note from the White House a little while ago saying that Obama actually called him last night to congratulate him.
I saw that as well. I don't have any additional details. From what I understand, it was kind of short and call that goes along with this sort of political thing.
Yeah, probably something like, all right, big boy, let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. His new approach seems to be, if I'm reading this correctly, obviously his strongest point going forward is the economy, but his new approach seems to be business, we're not the enemy.
Yeah, that was the message he put out there yesterday in a small town in northwest Colorado. And it was basically kind of a pushback against the Obama administration's attempts to at least, you know, call into question his time at Bain Capital, where he was a venture capitalist, and some of the investments they made in companies around the U.S. And basically what the Obama folks were saying was Romney holds up his time at Bain as proof that he's ready to create jobs around the country. And the Obama folks were saying, well, let's look at that from another angle and you know, really try to evaluate that.
Mm-hmm.
Romney took that as a, you know, they're trying to paint business as evil across the board. And so now he's kind of employing this, we're not evil, we're good. Businesses drive the economy, and Obama has been bad to business.
Yeah. Romney's biggest worries would have to be what, the crossover vote or independence?
Well, I mean, you got the Hispanic vote. He's obviously trailing with Hispanics by fairly large margins in some key states. You know, you'd have to look at Colorado, which is one of those states where I think I saw something yesterday with 20% of the electorate is Hispanic.
Right.
So he's got to make up some ground there. He also has struggled with women. You know, historically, Republicans in presidential races have struggled with women, but, you know, he still needs to make some inroads there. And then young voters, college-age voters. And, again, if you go right across that same trifecta, Hispanics, women, and young voters, these are three groups that Obama did so well in turning out in 2008, and they're going to try to do it again. I think the key for Romney in any sort of winning formula he'll have will be to make, you know, cut into some of those margins that Obama was able to pull off in 08.
Yeah. Must-win states, does he have a list?
For Romney?
Yeah.
Well, you know, today we're trying to whittle down the updated electoral map, and I'll give you the what we're kind of looking at for the toss-up states.
Okay.
New Hampshire, Nevada, Colorado, Iowa, Ohio, neighboring Virginia, and Florida. And that's where the battle is going to be fought. it seems, at this point in the election. So you could argue for each of those, you know, they're must-win states for Romney. Because anytime you're battling the incumbent, you really got to kind of go above and beyond. As far as the electoral math goes, Romney still has more work cut out for him. Those were the seven states right there. Those are key.
Yeah. Right now, it's just too close to call, isn't it?
Yeah, and plus, I mean, we're so far out, it'd be like trying to predict who's going to win the World Series.
Yeah.
So, you know, at this point, we look back at 2008 and the McCain-Obama race. I think it was the McCain-Obama race, and then the Gore-Bush race. And around the same time, those two races were neck and neck. I think John Kerry actually had a slim lead over Bush. He ended up losing.
Yeah.
And then in, I want to say in 2008, Obama had a slim lead over McCain, and then he ended up winning. So, you know, reporters and guys like you on the radio, we have a lot of fun knocking around these polls and stuff, but it's so hard to tell that I don't think I'm ready to slap down a bet in Las Vegas yet.
Okay. Speaking of slapping down a bet in Las Vegas, Donald Trump made all the headlines yesterday. I got to ask you about this because obviously he was there supporting Romney, but can you come up with any reason the Democrats spent all day yesterday and again last night trashing Donald Trump and the relationship between Romney and Donald Trump? I mean, if it's bad for Romney, don't you think that most of the left-wing media would have just left it alone?
Yeah, I don't know how to analyze something like that. I'm not analyzing how the media approaches this stuff, but I would say that, you know, Trump obviously has a knack for catching headlines, and he also is a bit of a fiery figure within certain ranks. So we are so early in this thing, or it seems so early at this place.
Yeah.
It's going to pick up speed really quick. But, you know, anytime the Democrats can kind of overshadow something Romney does, and they're going to try to do it. And so I think that yesterday maybe that was a case of that. They had a chance to highlight something that they thought they could make hay out of with Trump saying that he wanted to, again, qualify Obama's birth certificate that came out of Hawaii to make sure he was born in the United States, kind of the whole birth controversy. So, you know, they thought they could get the mileage out of it and overshadow the fact that Romney was able to secure the nod. I assume that's why they went with it.
Yep, you're probably right. All right, Seth, good to talk to you, my friend. Thanks a lot for joining me this afternoon. Folks, if you haven't checked it out yet, As Texas Ensures GOP Nod, Romney Campaign Takes Shape. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.